What does the Bible say about church organization? The Bible says that Christ is the head of the church. You read the New Testament epistles, there were elders, there were bishops, there were deacons. In Acts chapter 6, when there was a conflict between the Grecian widows and the Hebrew widows, Peter told the multitude, "Look ye out among you, seven men of good report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom you may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the word of God." What Peter was saying, listen, set up a system where deacons can oversee the distribution of food, but we as the apostles, we will focus on the preaching of the word, on the study of the word, on evangelism. So you had levels of authority by God's will. Administration is of God. In heaven, there are levels of authority. There's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, but God the Father is at the head. Jesus Christ is next. The Holy Spirit is next, even though they're equal. Then there's the highest angel, Gabriel, and various levels of angelic power. So the church functions the same way, different levels of authority and responsibility. There's the pastor, there's the elder, depending on how your church is structured, and church members must respect church organization because it is of God. When the Israelites murmured against Moses, God said, "You're murmuring against me." Church organization is required of God.